I check it like you wear a sink bell in it, yeah? I really don't mind. You hit me once,
I hit you back. He's bowling like my Auntie Annie when she'd had too much sherry to drink. Played over my head,
then I set fire. मैंने कहा बेटा बेटा होता है और बाप बाप होता है.
Sumer, what are we doing today? What are we going to discuss?
It's been a long time, so we thought to regroup and talk a little about cricket. Maybe a little about the long room and what could have happened in long room if it was played in Lords. What did not happen in Southampton? What are we thinking about it? Maybe a little about the international cricket going on right now. Maybe a little about what is going on with Pakistan's ex-stars and current stars, what they are saying about each other. So let's get started. Khare, how do you feel about all this in the long room?
In the long room, from the long room, I feel extremely disappointed and mujhe samajh mein nahi aa raha when are we next going to win a ICC tournament, yaar. I mean, like, since 2014, we have just been there, but we have not been winning any tournaments. We have been good in bilaterals. Matlab, the impression is that ki hum log bilateral mein acha kar rahe hain, halanki we have lost in England, we have lost in South Africa, New Zealand, we have won in Australia, and that one is for the ages. But uske ilawa hum log kuch nahi kar rahe hain, tournaments bhi nahi jeet rahe hain, pata nahi kab jeetenge yaar. Frustration level badhta ja raha hai. What do you guys think?
Don't you think, for example, as you rightly pointed out, we are just there always, but we're not able to. We inch closer, but then we don't make it.
Sai, are like the golden generation of Belgium. Yeah, they're all getting old, and like now, who knows, next World Cup, end of next year.
Yeah.
You know, when this game started, I was like, it's a one-off test. Let's see what happens. But then as the game, you know, continued, we really got into it. We wanted India to win and all that. But I have to be fair, like, New Zealand was always favorites. Look at that pitch. Right. And so these are problems like which India always has. They're not as tight with their techniques. And I think the team that should have won. Having said that, will we win anything ever? You know, like, are we ever going to be able to win? Are we going to be competitive in the England series? I think these are the questions that really kind of come to my mind. Mm. But better team won, and that pitch could not have been better for them, man. That is probably the best bowling lineup in the world for that pitch. Even more so than I would say, just because of how you know how well rounded that bowling lineup is. That it's better than England, like even with Jimmy and Broad, they weren't able to be competitive. They couldn't even beat their second string team. So that is a bloody good team. I hesitate to say like come to India, but given the conditions, I think it's fair. The result is fair, and now we just have to go back and say, hey, we haven't resolved the same issue which we've had forever, which is when the ball moves, you know, we aren't as certain with our batting. And, you know, it really, we were in the game till the last day, at least for a draw.
Yeah.
So a lot of the same kind of issues, but you can't really fault New Zealand, man. In those conditions, they're the best team in the world. That's what I think.
Yeah. So did we lose it like in 1 hour? Just New Zealand semi-final 2019 World Cup, we lost in 40 minutes of bad cricket. So final decided by last day 5, 1 hour bad cricket. That's how you put it, Sumer?
I don't think we won just in the last 30 minutes. I mean, as Sai
lost.
I think as Sai rightly said, I think New Zealand were a better team for the conditions. And it showed. I mean, even the last day, a lot of people said, oh, we might still win. Oh, it could be a draw. But in the mind of your minds, you knew it will be very difficult to, for example, put up against such an attack. So, sure, it did happen. I mean, a lot happened in the last 30 minutes or an hour. But I think you could see it happening already. Yeah. So, because as Sai also said, it was the best bowling attack for the ground.
It was a matter of time, Kare.
It was just a matter of time. Exactly.
That's what it is. Like, how long were you going to survive against?
Exactly. You could anticipate that this will happen. In the back of your mind, you wanted it to happen the other way, but you knew, no, that's not going to happen. We're not going to survive that attack. We're not going to, like, for example, number one and then get them out. That was not going to happen. But Sai, one very important point you made, I mean, of course, India, you know, did whatever they could. But you point about, for example, certain things that we have not been able to resolve. You know, I want to take the case of Chireshwar Pujara. For example, for the longest time, you know, a person of that caliber, you wanted to, step up and show a better performance than he has. And similarly, you maybe wanted a little more, resilience from Kohli in that specific test. I mean, although he did what he could. But do you think, for example, you know, generally there is a need to address specific questions from a couple of these guys?
So let me
especially
give
in
you
the context of the upcoming series.
Let me give you from a batting perspective. There is a stat which is going around. I'm just trying to throw out some stats over here. So in the last 5 years, we have had only one instance of India having batted a session out without losing a wicket. How bad is that, man? And that was like in 2019, Rohit and Mayank against South Africa and those spinning pitches. I mean, with the kind of batting pedigree which we have, supposedly we have, just one session in the last 5 years, I mean, that says something about our batting. Yeah, it has been fragile. And it was expected. Even though hum log bol rahe ki we won in Australia and all those things, so our expectations badh gaye the. But I think it is not looking good. If the way it has been, even for the upcoming England Test series,
exactly,
it's going to be very difficult. Yaar, hum log kaise jeetenge? How will we win? And with the way our bowlers bowled, I thought we could have. I mean, supposedly we are not swing bowlers; we are seam bowlers. But we did well in the last Test series, yaar.
Yeah, these are all very fair comments, and I think if you look at it from the context of playing against England. Because really now the WTC is done and dusted. But so what do we take away from here? Pujara continues to score slowly. He might, if he hangs around, he might get two. If he doesn't, then he's like 10 runs off 110 balls and the innings has gone nowhere. So, you know, what's your options? I don't know what the options are. Like, I know we have a lot of talent, but, what? Are we going to see KL Rahul coming in one down? Like, what's our backup? Who are you going to see if they drop Pujara? I'm really confused. And I'm not even getting on to Rahane, who played the most atrocious shot in the first innings of the WTC. That is his World Cup final, right?
Yeah.
He doesn't play anymore. And to play that kind of shot where he fell hook, line, and sinker to Wagner, this is ridiculous, right? Like, are you a test pedigree batsman or not? I don't want to be harsh. He is good. But like, some of these things are like, you gifted your wicket. That was actually the situation in when, if we had maybe some semblance of a partnership, we would have taken like a lead.
Some lead
in that.
Yeah.
In that, right? So it's unfortunate.
It is. But you're fair in saying that it's very difficult to assess as to who will they play if in case, for example.
So let's go through who do you think they can play?
I think
if
generally
Pujara plays a couple of more matches like he did here, which is what we've seen
from
him for a long time.
You know, I think it's very unfair on Mayank Agarwal that he hasn't played after the performance he's had. So I especially let's just maybe slightly move into the England series. I think with Gill, I definitely want to see him go out there with Rohit and open the innings. So that's what number one change I definitely recommend.
Okay.
I don't think I'd want to have no Pujara right away. But then I think he should be communicated this, that there are certain things it's not like it's his first test or his first series. He understands this. And if it indeed does happen that he doesn't score again or his score
so who
score,
comes?
I think KL Rahul has to come in. KL Rahul has to come in.
KL Rahul, one down.
He hasn't played a test in 2 years, I think.
He hasn't.
In
he
first
hasn't,
class
but I
well.
Think, what is your downside?
I mean, what options do we have? Right?
Yeah, what's your downside? So,
probably Hanuman Vihari. What if
yeah,
you play
exactly.
Hanuman
Vihari? Yeah.
Hanuman,
so then
yes.
KL Rahul down.
You will have to have a talk about that as well. Would you want to, for example, how much? Like, a lot of people say very good things about him. I haven't seen, and again, this is just me. I haven't seen him, for example, he did play.
He just played like the last test innings he played is probably one of like the
best,
legendary
right,
test innings.
Right. No, I'm just talking about, for example, playing him. One down. I haven't.
Yeah, he hasn't been consistent. I'll give you.
Yeah, I don't know if he's the one down guy. Maybe, I mean, sure, he's very consistent. A lot of people say very good things about his technique. He is a good batsman, of course. But is he your number one? Number three batsman? Does he himself feel like he wants to go one down? If he does, then sure, why not?
I would actually start with Hanuman Vihari one down rather than go straight to KL Rahul, because Hanuman Vihari has also played in England right now, right? Yeah, he has some experience.
He's been there for this whole season.
Yeah, and this is all conjecture if that Vihari is not in the starting 11, right? Agar Vihari is in the starting 11 and Pujara is there, then probably Vihari plays down the order, right? And once Pujara goes out, then Vihari plays one down, and then who replaces them?
So this is a good segue. You know, like, I think fundamentally that when India picked a side with two spinners and New Zealand picked a side with five pacers or whatever, that was like, hey, only one team can be correct on this, right? Either India messed up or New Zealand messed up. Yeah. Okay. And I don't think it's that India messed up. It's just that India does not have a pace bowling all-rounder. And so they do not have that balance in the team because they don't have like a Hardik or someone. So they have to play their best 11, which is always Ravindra Jadeja at number 7 with some bowling and great fielding. And Ashwin as your frontline spinner. But I guess we missed, you know, like, Hardik Pandya with a little bit of nipping around here and there could have been useful as a number 7 batsman and a pace option. So fundamentally, you know, we don't have the team for this without that pace bowling all around. Unless you say I'm going to drop one between Ashwin or Jadeja. Do you see that happening, Karin?
As you have hit the nail on the head, because look at our bloody tail. If you don't have either of these two playing, how big is our fucking tail, man? Sorry. Matlab ki every bloody time since 2018, jab se we have had that series against Sam Curran, the tail has been the one which has been affecting us, yaar. Whether it be bloody in England, whether it be in New Zealand last series and this WTC final. So that aside, I mean, why isn't Hardik bowling, yaar? Matlab do saal what the biomechanics is, but it's been 2-3 years since he has had that injury in UAE, and after that he has not been bowling. Get some bowling practice, yaar. Bowl some, matlab kuch to karo. He's not even bowling in T20s. T20 mein bowl kiya tha, he's not even bowling in ODIs. And then the reports are coming ki Bhuvi is not interested in playing test cricket, even though he said ki no, it's not like
kaise
that.
But realistically, no, kaise khelta yaar? I think we're missing our fourth co-host, Shivam Bhatia. Usne bola tha ki Vihari should be one down maybe in the test series against England. And he also said, why didn't Deepak Chahar come at least? At least he's like a kind of like your Bhubaneswar junior types.
But here's the thing though. I mean, I want to pick on you, Vivek, on the fact that sure, our tail has not been doing very well for the longest time. But imagine, for example, to solve that, you know, it is a problem, sure. It is a problem, right? To solve that problem, you're putting up with another problem, which is that you are giving in a player whose main utility, basically bowling, is not going to fetch you any results. So you are covering one thing up and opening another big door. Right? And I don't think that was, let's just talk about the WTC. I don't think I would have played two spinners, especially because it was not at all going to ever get dry and spinners were never going to start taking wickets.
I think the reports
because there was intermittent rain, right? Every other day there was some rain.
So the question is, would you have played an extra batsman or an extra pacer? If you had played an extra pacer, you would have lost all those runs that Jadeja gave, which at least gave us some runs. I think at least in the second innings he had some runs, a few in the first. But if you had Siraj in there, that means that Ishant and Shammi and all the Bumrah are all batting from number 7, it starts. Or 8, rather. And you know, I don't think they would have even put 10 runs.
Or they could have had an extra bowler to get maybe an extra wicket or two.
I'm saying if you play an extra bowler, you wouldn't get any runs.
Right.
So you'd be in the same kind of position right now is what I'm saying. Like the little runs. But perhaps you had got a few more wickets, you'd have been competitive.
Yeah.
It's a lot of conjecture, I agree.
Yeah.
I think a lot of questions in general, question marks. What's the feeling? Do you think that this is India's best chance to play against England? To win against England in England?
I would want to believe that with England experimenting so much with their team, hopefully they will, you know, experiment a little more and we'll get some this thing. But yeah, I don't know. Matlab, abhi hum logon ne ek test match khela hai. Now then we have dispersed off. We are playing on July 14th. We are reassembling. Then we have some.
India management wants some practice matches. And they're doing
now, I'll tell you about that. Uh-huh. Practice match kar rahe hain, but who are they going to play against? Most of the county third players 11. will be involved in your 100 or the domestic. Local domestic matches. Whom are we going to play against? And New Zealand also played versus England without any practice matches. Are we trying to set the context ki bhai agar WTC ki final se pehle hum logo ne warm up matches khel liye hota, it would have been a better, I don't know if these are all optics, but
it's funny how things go full circle. A few years ago, all they ever said is that India doesn't care about these warm up matches. They feel that these sessions, intra squad sessions, are far more productive because you get all third rate players in the warm up matches. So it's not like magically now we are saying the warm up match is the solution for everything, and those third grade players are going to get us into form to play in the
test series. Either way, I think some match practice, whoever you play against, I don't think is going to harm. So to get them into that frame of, for example, playing 3-4 days continuously, and then, you know, getting to understand the wicket a little more, because that's been definitely the problem with India. India always loses the first test, so they just sort of like want some time on the wicket, bowlers and batsmen both, to be able to assess how it plays, right? It's not just in England, it's just everywhere. India, whenever they tour, they, you know, inevitably lose the first.
I feel if we lose this series, we could see a few careers ending. Because if we have lost, a few players would not have performed. And I am suspecting out of these two, the top two will be, one will be Pujara and one will be Rahane. These guys have to perform.
But we're not talking a lot about bowling. Right?
There are big question marks against these two. So the bowling, I expect them to perform.
I think they need some more overs in these conditions, they'll come back.
Exactly. And they will come back. And last, but I feel we are missing a big time an all-rounder. Just the last series, maybe 2018, it was Pandya. And he got
the
us
series
those wickets
before that,
and
Binny also played a test match.
He opened the bowling.
No.
I think he played on a Rhodes. That was a road, according to our friend George Dobell. Right? He also scored a 50.
He did not open, your right. Sorry.
Oh, Binny scored a 50?
Yeah. He scored 50.
No, but in the last series that Pandya played in England, he batted really well.
Took
a
5-4.
And he batted very, very well as well.
His bowling got us back into the second test, I think. Batting say, I really, really feel ki we are not there. I fear the worst. I hope we do well. I fear the worst. And the way there was this video analysis of how Kohli is batting. The Twitter handle, the Plighted Spinner, where
it's no more there.
It is no more there. It was there on
is it the same guy who did that one on Rashid Khan?
Yes, he's the same Twitter handle. It's the same Twitter handle.
मतलब वो राशिद खान वाला मैं मान सकता हूँ, लेकिन this one, यार, if you watch the telecast, वो clearly बोल रहे थे वो लोग कि he kept from the first innings he got out with the ball swinging back in, right? And he was playing for the outswing. So in this one he was playing for the inswing and he got out with the outswing. So I mean, that guy just went and he copy pasted all the video, but like if you watch that was phenomenal bowling from Jameson, and he set him up in that first innings and he got him out in the second innings.
But
so I think the all the credit goes to Jameson. I don't think, like, if anyone watched that, they would have known. I don't know why that guy got so much credit for copy pasting some videos together.
Right. So what he was trying to do was that in the past, Kohli has tried to address this and said, we worked on this, the foot on.
That is just good bowling, except Karo. That's what I'm trying to say, is that dismissal from Jameson. He was he had him thinking from the first innings, right? Where he got him out when he was swinging one back in.
So what you're trying to say is that Jameson was so good that...
You have to accept that they are good bowlers, and on that pitch, he was a cut apart from all the bowlers there.
So the preparation the VK had made basically to counter that kind of stuff, it just sort of wasn't enough to counter.
Arey Baba, it is okay if the you can have all the plans in the world, but you can still get out to a good ball, na? What I'm trying to tell you is that was good bowling. Okay, yeah. Yes, Virat Kohli worked out before and all that, but this guy got in his head in the first innings. It was good bowling, so let's accept, right? Like Virat Kohli, he had a strategy. He had a plan. He was looking good when he, you know, coming forward and all of that. But that was just good bowling. Like, accept it sometimes.
Right, of course.
I just hope Jimmy Anderson and Stuart Broad don't bowl as well as James.
As both of you have said, I think definitely what Sai said is that they will come around. I mean, with a few practice on the ground, traditionally, for example.
Yeah, but is it enough to win? What is it, a 5-test season? Yeah, 5-test,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
How are you going to win? Like, I think you need to win like at least 2 or at least 3. Everything is result these days in England.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So,
how about a word on our ladies, the women's cricket playing in England? We drew a good test match. That was a good test match, man. The way we drew, we were hoping that
test match.
Our men's team would have also done that. But okay, anyways, and we have kind of lost the one-day series, but we won yesterday.
That was a phenomenal knock, huh?
Yeah.
Or was it all snake?
You have to understand that she did carry snake on. On her, but basically, I think the way she set the whole thing up, of course, Sneh came in and then sort of like played a few shots. But I think credit should go to Didi.
So she's like Dhoni, take it to the last over.
Yeah,
but win may or may not win, or setting up the totals,
but,
right?
But generally, you have to understand how good she has been in this. I mean, not in the tests, she didn't do very well in the tests. But in all these three one days, 50 plus scores, the highest scorer for you, that speaks volumes, man. And this is in England you're talking about.
Yeah, I mean when it comes to ODI, but when it comes to ODI, I was looking at the whole talk has been the pace with which we play, right? When we especially in the first two ODIs trying to set up, right? Uska aap agar strike rate dekhoge, she's playing with her career strike rate. It was around 50. If you look at the other top batswomen in currently, they like Meg Lanning, she has a strike rate of 90. If you chalo Harmanpreet Kaur ko le lo aap, she has a strike rate of 70.
But she's not in
score. You have Tammy, most of the top batswomen have a strike rate of around 70, and we are playing with a strike rate of 50, man.
And you're playing under 20 balls.
So, you know what all this means is that doesn't look promising for us in the World Cup next year. That's what I feel.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. But unless what chasing. Happened to Harmanpreet, man? She's not been scoring in ODI. I mean, I had so high expectations of her.
She's out of form for a while.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I feel like in T20s, in that World Cup, we got away because Shafali would like score a 50 in like 30 balls in every match. And then Poonam Yadav floated up for like those, float up those leg spinners and get us like 5 wickets every match. But like, when you played a Aussie team in the final, it was determined and all of that, everything fell apart because there's no depth in that team.
Yeah. Talking about spinners, how do you feel about Sophie Eccleston?
I mean, she has been very good, right? She has been excellent here. She's one of the top bowlers.
Wickets in every match, starting from the test. At least, I mean, I think that just the yesterday's match, she didn't take 3. Apart from that, in every inning, she's taken 3 wickets.
Who is Cross? She's also supposed to be good.
She took 4 wickets. Apart from that, I don't know anything.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, I mean, it's just, they had the headline saying, oh, Cross in the wickets again and all that. So I was like, oh, maybe she's like...
Yeah, the one female I know in that England bowling line is the name Sharab Sol. You remember that 2017 final where we were like hosting and she got a hat trick, I think, or close to a hat trick or something like that.
I don't know, but there's not much batting even in that, right? If the top order goes, then the bottom order can't do much. Like, they can, today is the best case scenario now, I think. where your bottom order also contributed. But like generally, it's tough, man. Like if you had to chase more than 70, 80 runs with five down, it's not easy. So it's a good win overall.
It's a good win. And I think there are T20s coming up now. So yeah.
Maybe that would be more equal or
yeah,
fair.
Maybe, yeah.
Not fair, but even.
Maybe a more... Yeah. I don't know if Mithali should be playing though.
I don't think she plays T20.
Yeah, yeah, I mean like that's good considering the way
she still dropped since Romesh dropped her the last World Cup. Then she still dropped from since then.
Chalo, then I think we are all looking forward to then the T20 series. And with that, there is another T20 and ODI series which is happening in Sri Lanka. Are you guys excited about that?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Did you hear that Sri Lanka, latest news is that Sri Lanka also will play their like J team or FZ team or something if they don't sign the contracts, you know?
Arjuna Rana is like, I don't want, I mean, we should not bow down to BCCI and we should just sort of like...
No, it's not a bowing down to us. Their players did not sign contracts. They are not agreeing to the new contract system.
Arjuna Rana was saying, he's like, hey, why are we allowing the second grade team...
Arre baba, paise chahiye ya nahi? Bolo. Paise nahi chahiye to nahi aayenge. Woh theek hai. I mean, this is a simple thing, yaar. They will take it because people will pay for media rights. People will watch. I will watch, man. I want to see how all of our B team, A team plays. It's going to be exciting. Because who's there? Who are you looking out for? Who do you think has the best chances of jumping into the T20 World Cup from this?
I think Sky. I think I'm looking forward to, for example,
absolutely.
Having him, you know, take a go at the whole series in ODIs and one day, because he will definitely play, right? And I want to see him, you know, I want to see how he performs there. Aren't you excited about Prithvi Shaw?
Well, he might go to England, right?
Yeah, that's what the news is coming. In a way, I would want Shaw to go to England because I want to actually see Padikkal here bat.
I want to see Padikkal. I want to see, you know, the other guys. Because Shaw almost gets into the side straight away if he's there.
Yeah.
And with just three matches, three ODIs and three 20s, I would want to see Padikkal here. I think apart from, I have my reservations on Shaw, yeah. How long?
I don't think. I mean, I think neither of them should be getting into this T20 World Cup squad. They shakled. This is the first.
Yeah.
His first taste. It's not the last. He will get more chances. He's very talented and like they have identified. He plays for RCB, so it's not like wholly forgets about him. You know, he will be on the radar from now on. But I don't think either of them are a chance because it's not like we're lacking for top three batsmen. We just have way too many.
But I have two names.
You're excited to see?
Sai, I have two names to throw. Like, Ruturaj Gaikwad and Manish Pandey. How do you feel about these two guys?
So, Manish Pandey...
Do you think...
Manish Pandey is like... Yaar, wo, matlab, kitne baar deenge usko chance? Like, I feel, right, that we saw when he was playing for SRH, his limitations. Which is that if he doesn't bat at number three, eats up some balls and all that, he cannot. He has only certain areas where he can hit. And, you know, now he's not going to suddenly change the way he plays. So, personally, though, I mean, it looked like we just have a bunch of top three players or top four players. I guess they had to pick Manish Pandey. But I'm not looking forward to watching him. And I really don't want to see him in the squad again. I would rather you take a flyer on a Ishan Kishan, take some flyer on someone else in that squad. I don't want more of the same.
But
Ishan,
again,
I hope it is Sky and Ishan Kishan in the middle order rather than Manish Pandey. I would rather have those two rather than Manish Pandey. I think his time has passed here. I think
so.
Exactly.
Too. Yeah. And Ruturaj Gaikwad, do you think he'll get a bat?
Why? Wo kab khelega? Agar wo matlab if Shaw doesn't go, Dhawan bhi hai, Padikkal bhi hai. Dhawan to no doubt has to play, right? He's good. And so I don't see Ruturaj. These are too many men, even this Nitish Rana. Everybody's a top three batsman. We do not need top three batsmen.
I would have liked to see Ruturaj play.
I mean, how does it matter? What are you gonna use him for?
Yeah, sure, he opens, but I think there could be a case. I don't
for
know.
For who? You're gonna drop Rohit Sharma?
No, but prepare a team, right? Prepare a second team, right? Or
yeah, so I mean, there are plenty of guys in that second. I think there are plenty of guys in the 11 or in the 20 man squad who can open. the really for me, the interest is in the middle order, because those are where the opportunities are potentially in the T20 World Cup. So I, it's nice to see Rituraj. I'm not saying no. And he's one for the future, like Padikkal, but I want to see that middle order.
And I want to see Hardik Pandya bowling in all those matches, yaar, whether it be ODI or T20. Yeah, yes,
but why do you want to risk it? Like, these are all meaningless, right? He can bowl some.
It is meaningless, but then I feel ki if he's not bowling in these matches, then forget about his test. Then he's not playing in test. If he's not bowling, then and I feel
mujhe lag raha hai ki wo, even if he bowls in this, he still won't be bowling in test, because I think he has something, he had some issue which they did not operate on, and they are managing it without surgery, and this kind of back issues and all that, it's just, it can always just spiral more and more, right? So I don't know, I don't think, like, he's definitely not playing in this test series, so does it even matter when he plays next in test for India?
I mean, but I think then that would also mean that India should definitely think about a future without him in test then.
ODI, because I remember when we were playing the ODI series in Australia, when we were getting tonked all around, it was actually Hardik who gave us that balance, and I think he bowled well also in that particular match, and we won it also.
Yes, I mean, I personally feel he's good enough to play as a batsman.
But I mean, it just gives you a lot of options here if Hardik is bowling.
Yeah.
So him and Jadeja, that's a good all around combo.
Correct. Yeah. So Hardik bowls, then I think we are in a good space with both in T20, with the T20 World Cup coming in.
Even
in
WTC, ODIC. Colin de Grandhomme did not even bowl.
Huh?
Or, I mean, he hardly bowled, right? So what you're saying as play...
Hey, but he bowled.
He bowled really well.
He bowled a little. He's just very consistent. He has amongst the best... economy rates in the world in test cricket for the last 4 or 5 years or something.
So that's
man, if you difference. All these crazy stats are there on New Zealand team, don't ask now. If you say he didn't play well, he'll give you 10 stats that they're actually
really my good. God, okay. Hey, but coming back to Sri Lanka, so how do you feel about Chetan Zakaria and Varun Chakravarti?
I like Chetan Zakaria pick. Sorry?
I feel, yeah, but would he get to play? Would he be in the starting 11?
Who are the other?
So there is Bhuvi.
Bhuvi is like the Bhuvi, vice captain.
Bhuvi will play. I mean, unless you want to.
Yeah. So there's Bhuvi. There is Navdeep.
Think,
and there is Deepak
Chahar.
And Navdeep.
I would play him over Navdeep Saini. Yaar.
Definitely.
And I would want to see how Varun Chakravarti goes, right?
Absolutely. Because I'm not comfortable. Cricket? Absolutely. I'm not comfortable with the. That Instagram model Yuzvendra Chahal.
Both him and Kuldeep Yadav.
And Rahul Chahar.
I'd like to see what Varun C and Rahul Chahar have, and I want to, India needs to evaluate them strongly, because Kuldeep has no chance. He's absolute rubbish for the last couple of years. And Chahal is like your status quo default, you know? Mm. I would like to see something else, man. I think they're way better spinners in the world, across the world, than Chahal.
So that will be like two spinners. That is Rahul Chahar and
one will be an all-rounder. It'll be Krunal, probably.
Yeah, probably Krunal. So those will be the shoo-in spinners right now.
So if
Chakravarti,
two,
we need to be tested.
If you play two pacers, say Deepak Chahar and Bhuvi, and two spinners, because Hardik also has to play, right?
Mm.
Yeah, but Krunal will be an all-rounder. So he'll bat at seven. Krunal will bat at seven.
So,
then you'll have Bhuvi and someone. And I mean, I think you can easily... Again, all of this depends on whether Hardik bowls or not. You're right. So I think there's a lot to see about how this thing shapes up. You know, we didn't mention one important guy we all should be looking forward to watch. Rahul Dravid in the I think hands down, that's the most exciting thing for me.
Though I have my doubts whether he'll be the coach until Virat is the captain. I mean,
yeah,
I want him
not,
to,
but I would love
progress.
To see it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. From a future perspective, yeah.
Especially with Virat not in the team, right? I think he'll get along fine with Dhawan.
Yeah. So I think it's more or less, should we say it is given that we'll win both this ODI and T20 series?
I mean, Sri Lanka is like, you know, they have to qualify for the T20 World Cup. They're not even in the top, whatever, 8 teams or something. They have to qualify for the T20 World Cup. So it's a difficult times if you're a Sri Lankan fan.
Yeah, it is.
That is why, like, Sangakkara and all are like, hey, we'll work for Rajasthan Royals instead. It's easier job to do.
And then,
Go ahead.
Yeah, Sumer, carry. I was going to talk about South Africa versus.
Also lost almost everything in England. So, it's just too bad.
But they lost everything everywhere. They lost against England at home also in the test.
Yeah.
England got very excited that Joe Root is now again great and they came and then they still got killed.
Crossed the border to India and did nothing.
Yeah, then Akshar Patel, you know, like killed them. So. But, you know,
India
there are other
win,
T20 series, Kare. What is the other ones that... There are other T20 series going on, right, Kare?
Yeah. Yesterday, South Africa won a T20 series after 2 years. I mean, I don't think there were any close matches, but they were good contested series.
Yeah, man. I mean, I'm a little bit shocked that the West Indies, like, this is probably their best lineup they're playing now. They have Russell back. They're playing Gale. They're playing Bravo. They're playing Pollard, like, and then, like, so they have everybody, right? There are no excuses other than, like, Narayan, but he probably still chucks, so he can't play international cricket. But it's everything goes in the IPL. But, you know, I think this is as good as their perfect 11, which they would have wanted going into the tournament. But, you know, they have two more series, I guess, coming up at home. I guess the Aussies are coming, the great B team of Aussies, and Pakistan is coming as well.
Yeah,
so they will have some good preparation in the lead up.
No, but talking about the current series, they just, how do you feel about DJ Bravo, aka Champion? Age is just a number.
He's bowled well.
But he's been taking.
Is he the all-rounder? What he was supposed to be.
He's not gonna bad. But he's good enough to be one of your frontline bowlers. Yeah. So he can play as one of your top three, top four bowlers. Yeah.
Mm. He's still doing a.
How about Obaid McCoy? Anyone like Obaid McCoy? No.
Who's this?
I thought he.
Who's that?
Left-arm pacer, I guess.
Yeah.
Some left-arm pacer, I guess. Somebody. Andre Russell, though, is like filth, man. Like, he played one innings, he played well. And then he's like duck-duck all the time, I think.
Yeah.
They're all waiting for IPL to get back into form, right?
Yeah. Even on those flat pitches, on that short boundary, especially in Sharjah, that's where Russell will come in his own.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's a scary lineup.
Bowl at your... into your head and your rib cage with those bouncers. He's bloody effective with that as well. He used to come in and in the last two overs.
In the depth.
I don't know what was that.
He was a death specialist.
Yeah.
He was a death specialist. He bowled bouncers in the 18th and 19th over.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, that kind of player like him, if he's fit, which is a big question mark, but he's such a wild card, man. He's like a, you know, you can use him up the order. You can bowl him in the death. You can bowl him in the opening. You can do everything, anything with him. He's a good fielder.
The bottom line is, till the time he's on the crease, you cannot be, rule out.
Rule
you
out,
can be on your heels. Ki, haan, jeet gaye hum log. He's there on the pitch.
How many people are there? Puran bhi hai.
Puran.
Edmeyer
bhi
hai. Evan Lewis bhi hai. Chris Gayle bhi hai. Kieran Pollard bhi hai. Ab nahi jeetoge to phir?
No, but they have good all-rounders, man. They've invested, like, for example...
Fabian Allen.
Even the captain himself, Holder. DJ Bravo is an all-rounder.
He's not a captain, man. Which era are you watching? He was never captain of T20, I guess.
Oh, yeah. He's
the
not...
Captain is Kieran Pollard.
Kieran Pollard,
sorry.
No, but I'm just saying, they have a good battery of all-rounders in Fabian Allen.
Yeah, absolutely.
They are made up for T20 cricket, yeah. Even their domestic tournaments and all, it's all geared up towards T20 cricket.
Do you think India is doing enough in the lead up to this? It's great that we're valuing test cricket. We're playing 5 tests against England. We have our B team or A team playing in Sri Lanka. But do you think we should be doing what the other teams are, which is everyone is playing like volumes of T20 cricket? And we are sitting for 2 months, 1 month doing nothing. In England, then 2 months playing test cricket and then go straight to IPL after we're dead after 5 tests.
It's a very valid question. It's a very valid question. It's a very valid question.
Because it is a valid question, but we have the premier T20 league, right, in the world. So the thing is that if you're playing IPL, maybe you are ready.
Although I have a point to make, you know, all these, I mean, Sai, you mentioned, for example, so many teams are playing so much T20 cricket. The other thing that's happening is, for example, I want to take the case of South Africa. They have like tried so many combinations also, especially in the top batting. Like, they tried to, you know, have Bhuma there. Then Adrian Makran came in. Hendricks. What's his name? Reza Hendricks, right? They're trying a lot of combinations. Yeah.
Because they don't know what their best 11 is.
Exactly. Number one. So even though, Khare, what you mentioned basically is that we are playing the Premier T20 League. Mm. But what really matters, I think, also is the fact that what is your best 11 and who's going to play where? Mm. And in what situation? That's something I think India needs to figure out. And that's why they need to play some T20s with a very good, you know, team, not Sri Lanka.
But
that's not going to happen.
Who do you think, what are the places do you think are in question for in a T20 starting level?
I don't think it's the question. We have so many players to fit all situations, but...
Correct.
Is that
give them game time together?
Theoretically, we have everything, right? Mm. Theoretically, we have everything. But for example, will what Sky was doing fit exactly in the Indian team as well, the way you would have expected him to do for MI? I'm sure he will, but not everybody like that, right? So that's what
I think. There are a couple of questions. If you remember in the last T20 series we played against England. We had Virat Kohli opening by the end of that series.
Everybody
loved that. And everyone is like, it's great and everything. But then Dhawan just cannot stop scoring in IPL. So should we go back to three guys who all kind of play the same, which is not entirely explosive as you need to be in this format? Or do you open with Kohli and RS and then you get Sky in and he's going to come in and he's going to score at 140 from the beginning. Not like Kohli where he'll reach 140 strike rate by the 20th over or 18th over. So the question is, I think even if you know who's good enough for that 11, what is that order? Like, exactly. Does Sky come
this
one
is, this
down?
This is the point I want to make.
Right? Does Dhawan play? Like, those things, I think it's going to probably not as bad as 2019 World Cup, but this is going to continue till the World Cup. Just like that, we're not going to know who's 11, we're not going to know anything. That's just how it's going to be again.
What before the England series, Kohli said that now the intent is to, you know, just before the T20 series started, before that first T20, our intent is going to be aggressive all the times. And then we kind of lost it by the first 10 overs. We were like 5 down. So we didn't know. Probably we are evolving as well. And as you said, probably Kohli has to open. Because if he comes in the middle, right, mujhe nahi lagta hai ki he can... Suddenly, first ball, he will start. He has to get him set and then start. So, probably by the time he does it, opposite end se Rohit karega. And then, I hope and I think it would be probably Sky one down.
It should be Sky.
Right?
It should be Sky.
If Virat and RS are opening, it's definitely Sky one down. It's not going to be like Dhawan one down.
It should not be like rotation ho raha hai, like against England series mein ek mein Sky mein rakha, Sky ko fir nikal ke hum logon ne de, or send him down the order, or like Ishan did well and then he was like ki, okay, injury ho gaya, usko bahar kar do, and then he's not seen at all.
So what happens after that? For example, if Virat Kohli opens with RS, Sky, and then
after that I think Pant is almost certainly, so look, there are a couple of questions, but Pant and Pandya are definitely going to play, right?
Right.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of where they play. And then Jadeja is also going to, in your best 11, Jadeja is going to play. So literally there is potentially one spot left, right? If you say three guys plus three guys, six ho gaya. You have one more batting. I think you have space for one more batsman.
Yeah, you should play like second.
Right? Because then you have four bowlers plus Jadeja plus Hardik. How much more do you need, right? Six bowlers ho gaya.
So KL Rahul. No.
So it is either KL Rahul or it is if Suresh Iyer is fit. I like Suresh Iyer personally in that top five. Like he seemed flexible enough. If he's not coming at one down, he's one guy who looked like even came at number five, he was able to score.
But what about KL Rahul then?
KL Rahul, yaar, I don't think he, if he's not opening, he cannot be in this team. Again, this is a problem, right? Padikkal has to open, Nitish Rana has to open, Dhawan has to open, Kohli also has to open. So kya karoge?
Everybody wants to open. Nobody wants to be in the middle order.
Yeah.
But then there's with Pant playing, there's no case for KL Rahul at all, even though he has so many.
Absolutely. Unless he plays as a batsman, because Pant has to play.
Of course.
I can't see Pant not playing in that team anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
Pant
and
plays,
you also
and
are making a case for Ishan Kishan, right? Somehow. And that would mean that. So, okay. So, would you play Ishan Kishan ahead of KL Rahul?
I would see, because against England series, he was sucking big time. Yaar. Kuch kar hi nahi pa raha tha. But if you are starting another series, probably you will begin with KL Rahul. You would want to try KL Rahul. If
as your backup at, middle order keeper.
Correct. If he is... And probably as just as a middle order as well.
Okay. Yeah.
And then probably if he is what he is, if he's struggling, then you probably go back to Ishan.
I think if Iyer ever gets
or
fit,
Iyer.
I would like to see or him. Like, so, but for the problem for Iyer is it's like work IPL tak, I don't think he is going to be playing. He's not in this series. So there's nothing left for him to play until IPL. So let's see. It's interesting. What else? What else is going on in
And bowlers, bowlers. Do you want to talk about T20 bowlers for India who would play in the World Cup?
Oh, Malab, I think all the bowlers are going to play are not here, right? Like, definitely you're going to have Bumrah. Potentially, so Bumrah and Bhuvi are given. Jadeja is given. All right?
Pandya.
And then you have to play one more, I think, frontline pacer and one frontline spinner. Okay? So, it's either Nathu slash Jaher slash, you know, it's open. It's still open because Nathu has not been fit for a while. So again, he might be another guy who has to prove himself in the T20 World Cup because he's not going to play before that. But ideally, I say that if you can get Nathu in there, then you get a lefty and you get two righties who are diverse enough to make that a very good bowling lineup. Those three plus Jadeja plus Hardik and then one more frontline spinner. That's a good team. No Ashwin, man. Ashwin's not in this squad.
Not in T20.
Because fielding is like a liability, right?
Yeah.
You can't have him in T20.
Even his batting, matlab,
it's not for T20.
Correct. It's not for T20.
Okay. Yeah, I think so. That comes down to Chahal, Varun Chakravarti, or Chahar. I think it's going to come down between those three. So, a lot of questions to be answered. Let's go to something which is equally important to discuss. So, what happened?
So Yunus Khan.
You see, bola kya?
Usne bola ki tu baat up karega, tera baap bhi baat up karega. Apparently.
Aaj baat
karega.
As per Yunus, Hasan Ali apologized.
Yes, Hasan Ali apologized, and it was basically some office bearer in kya bolte hai, Pakistan board, Zakir or someone, who said actually Yunus Khan wanted to go to England a little later after his dental surgery. Zakir ne bola hai ki bhai, अगर आना है तो स्टार्टिंग में आओ, नहीं आना है तो तुम अपना सर्जरी करा के घर पे बैठे रहो, कोई जरूरत नहीं आने की.
तो उसको भी मां बहन गैली दे दिया उसने.
हां, पठान है भाई वो. ही इज अ पठान. गर्म हो गया. तो तुम ऐसे कैसे बोले मेरे को, नहीं आऊंगा, जाओ कर लो. एंड एक्चुअली व्हाट
देन वंडर देन द प्लेयर्स व्हेन ही वाज लाइक एट द हेल्म, पीपल हैड लाइक कंस्पिरेसीज गोइंग अराउंड trying to get him out.
The other thing what Yunus was saying, what pissed him off was, there is a series which was going on. There is a camp which was actually going on or something like that. And the officials or Misbah or someone called other batting experts
consultants
as consultants. Now, Yunus Khan said, ki mere ko to bataya hi nahi ki yaar main batting yahan par kya kar raha hu, main yahan par main batting coach hu aur mere ko mere se bina puche baaki batting consultants ko le aaye. The example he gave was like ki aap apni biwi ke sath kamre mein ho aur koi aur agar aa jaye aapke usme to aapko kaisa lagega.
Abe yaar, kahan pahunch gaya wo.
So it was that,
I think he's frustrated.
Ha,
नहीं भाई ये दिस ऑल पॉइंट्स टू मी दैट मिसबाह उल हक डिडंट वांट हिम बैक दैट्स द ओनली थिंग आई कैन थिंक ऑफ बिकॉज व्हाई डू दैट राइट इफ यू इफ ही इज योर कोच व्हाई एंटागोनाइज हिम यू नो ही इज हॉट ब्लडेड यू जस्ट हैव टू पोक हिम अ कपल ऑफ टाइम्स एंड वो पागल हो जाएगा राइट ही विल थ्रेटन टू रिटायर अगेन और समथिंग ऑफ द अदर एंड सो इट हैपेंड राइट
बट दैट्स नॉट जस्ट यूनुस खान राइट दिस हैपेंस एवरी टाइम इन पाकिस्तान क्रिकेट दैट पीपल अंडरमाइन ईच अदर And I mean, I'm talking about at the helm, right? And then the people just pass like stupid comments all the time.
Khare, don't you think that this is like tailor made for a gritty show, TV show? Like a, like a Netflix or a Hotstar?
Absolutely. And the thing is, it can have both flavor. It can be like intense or like, you know, really dark. Or like you can make it a little bit more comedy.
Imagine being in a room with Yunus Khan. Hasan Ali is making tea for Yunus Khan, and then there.
अरे तेरा बाप ऐसे तेरा बाप भी जाएगा साले ice bath.
Yeah. No, I think that would be fun to watch, and I think you know the one thing in Pakistan cricket is that no one is dead forever, right? Like everybody, especially not Yunus. He's retired multiple times himself, just like a. So yeah. I expect to see him back as like maybe chief selector or something in 2 years when the regime changes.
Absolutely. Nothing is permanent in Pakistan cricket, right? Yeah. It could be back. And there people are saying now Inzamam could come back as a Pakistan batting consultant.
Oh, my God.
And he was the coach.
He was chief selector.
A few months back. And now he may come back as this thing.
It's like Waqar was the head coach and now he became bowling coach.
Pakistan mein kuch bhi ho sakta hai, but it's good. Well, that's how their brand has been, right?
And I think their media does a really good job of fanning flames as well, right? Like, our media is media isn't as saucy and like you know like as daring when it comes to really fanning flames, right? Or maybe it just doesn't catch fire as much.
That and you also understand like the international cricketers, like on national television.
I know.
With flames and no flames, like they still for example, talk bad about the other cricketer who they played with for like 20 years. Right? So it's not just I guess.
Apna wo left armer to wapis aa gaya. What's his name?
Who?
Amir wapis aa gaya. Uska naam bhi bhool gaya. But he's back now. He was retired. He was so angry. And now he's back. He's unretired as expected.
Right? Pakistan cricket. And supposedly, Kashmir Premier League is also starting.
Yeah, but which side? Is it on your side?
There's also, by the way, a Kashmir Premier League in UAE, supposedly with sponsors and all.
This has sponsored, man. Did you watch the? Like, I thought there. I mean, Lala bhi tha udhar. There, Shoaib Malik was in expert analyst in the studio or at the place.
Yeah,
it's pretty decent.
Yeah.
Are you planning, Sumer, to initiate?
I will apply for a visa. I'll apply for a visa.
I mean, not there, bhai. Either. Shuru karo. Apna side pe.
Acha, okay.
Tu Suresh Raina se baat kar lena, because Suresh Raina has been very
active.
You see on Twitter, he's been active in Jammu.
So he's playing a lot with JKCA to sort of like cement some kind of tournament, and he would want
to lagta hai ki wo rupi nikal dega isko isliye
JKPL whatever he would want to become the lala of this side JKPL
Abdul Samad yaar mujhe Abdul Samad dekhna hai acha player hai wo
ha to dekhne raha to usko Hyderabad mein David Bhai ke paas ke sath
who is going to be the next Kashmiri player to play for India Sumer make a guess now
I don't know enough about Kashmiri players to know who is going to play for
back in the day Abid Nabi to kafi mast bowler tha na
there was another guy right Parvez
Rasool
Parvez
Rasool
Rasool
I think he was just average he did play for India but he was just average
I mean he was the best you had for a while but I think I like that Rafiq what was his name Rafiq Salam
Rasik,
the fast bowler Rasik, who got banned Rasik for
Salam.
Rasik Salam because of his age.
He looked
pacey.
He looked pacey and George tells me there's this other guy who could play for India. I don't know if it's ever going to happen.
I don't trust it. Not George Dobell, George, your friend, right? So I don't trust
my friend George. So he's like, I've seen him bowl and this and that. He said the same about Rasik as well. He said the same about And he, Rasik, I guess, was pretty pacey as well. But yeah, he's like, but I don't know if that's going to ever happen. So I don't know.
Mujhe lagta hai Abdul Samad is someone they should really cultivate, give him a chance, because he looks like he... You don't have that many Indian players who are just natural hitters, right, from ball one. That's why Yusuf Pathan got a chance for a while, because everybody's otherwise like Virat Kohli only, like, you know, high elbow.
He needs to be groomed, I think. And the thing with him would be to give him more exposure, because he should not be just ki one trick pony ki haan, bhai, maar sakta, main maar
raha hoon. Number six, number seven, kuch
nahi hone wala hai. So that makes you wonder, is he in the right team? Like, there's VV Lakshman.
So, wo change ho jayega abhi is par.
Yeah.
Could be.
Yeah. I hope he...
Everything will change.
More than team, I think he needs to, wherever he is. I don't know how he is performing in Ranji. Is he playing those long innings? Or yeah, is it he, just ki wo chakka maar raha ho?
I mean, he has had a few good Ranji innings originally, I think, when Irfan Pathan identified him.
Yeah.
At that point of time.
But
there's been no Ranji for like now 1.5 years. So I don't know what's the case. So. But yeah, possible. Anything else? Now that we've been off for so long, is there anything else we have to cover?
Yeah, England and Sri Lanka played. So that got done.
It was poor, man. It was a poor series. Yeah.
I mean, was there any doubt who was going to win that series? Yeah.
I think more importantly is Dickwell and kya kya.
Dickwell daru pike sutta marke bahar bubble mein ghum, outside of the bubble he was roaming around. He was like,
कैसा बबल है भाई, कोई भी बाहर जा सकता है, कोई भी अंदर आ सकता है.
He was like doing what people used to do outside of our IBS gates. जब उनका गेट बंद कर दिया होता
था.
और आउटसाइड आर IBS गेट दारू पी के जब 10 बज जाते थे 11 बज जाते थे गेट बंद हो जाता था.
प्लीज अंदर जाने दो.
हाँ, प्लीज जाने दो. लेकिन वो हुआ नहीं, वो बाहर ही घूम रहे थे वो.
नहीं तो मंदिर में सोना पड़ेगा ना. नहीं, if they used to throw you out of the campus, like suspended from campus. Mandir mein sona padta tha. Matlab room, take a room in the mandir.
So
penance.
Yeah. And now 1 year of suspension, yaar. Pata nahi, I don't know if it is. I mean, like, it is proportionate to what they did. Is that bad? 1 year? Pata nahi, yaar.
I think it's based on how people reacted at home, right?
Talking about suspensions, like, how do you feel about Oli Robinson, his suspension?
Bhai, wo bichara, matlab. This is just like they had to act like they realized that now there was backlash that they were being too aggressive with him. So they had to come up with some via medium to just get out of this situation.
And I think with the way how everything was being set up, like, you know, especially with last year, jab wo West Indies ke saath series hua tha, the way everybody was, they were taking, and yeah, the current situation mein, if they had not taken this step, or they would not have taken this, then they would have been like, yaar, you are being selective in what you're doing.
Favorite issue of the last couple of week or so, everybody's pulled out of the 100. I love it.
Like, why is that? Everybody. Why is that? Why
I think
are you happy?
Time. I think time.
I like it because I like, okay, look, I'm not a person who, I do love test cricket and all, but I never said don't innovate, don't play other formats and all that. But like, what the hell is this? Why did they change the number of balls in the over? How does that make it more exciting? Like, let's just do all sorts of weird things now, right? Like, let's make it like baseball. 3 outs, yeah, and let's switch it to the other team to bat then. That's how baseball works.
Yeah, and just by the looks of it, it seems that they are trying to do, you know, because they lost out to BCCI.
Yeah.
Through IPL and the kind of money IPL is generating, they are saying ki theek hai, hamare ko paisa chahiye, right? Hum log naya format karte hain.
Buzz.
Make it. Haan, usme buzz karo, usko marketing karo, usko acha sa branding karo, usko, and then we'll start earning money from that. That's purely money based.
It's right? it's
which is all right. Like, they are the only ones who are like, if
who
you
don't
look
have
at,
one.
They were the only ones, because their T20 tournament, though it was the kind of like a torchbearer for all T20 domestic tournaments, it didn't, it just kind of fell by the wayside. People like BBL came up, PSL came up, the best is probably CPL has come up. So these guys didn't have any flagship kind of domestic tournament that attracts, at least even if you're getting paid like only 4,000 or 5,000 per for the whole tournament, like BPL types, then even at least you would have something, right? Like, but I think, This is a tough year, dude. This is a tough year because all of, if you see, all the sports is converging because everybody needs to get their games in. They all want to get their TV rights money, and they've all, maybe they might be behind because of last year. So nobody cares. They're just like, if you see, all the Aussies are like, we don't want to play. We don't want to play even for Australia. We want to play for 100, which means they want to play in the IPL, right?
Are they going to play? And if you're not playing for Australia versus West Indies, but if you're playing for IPL, would you be okay with that?
अभी तो हो गया ना वो मतलब इंग्लैंड के साथ वही हुआ था जो टेस्ट सीरीज नहीं खेल रहे लेकिन टी20 खेल रहे क्योंकि आईपीएल भी खेल
आईपीएल खेलना है
हां टी20 वर्ल्ड कप
सो
सैम थॉप तो बोलता भी है ना
इट इज एन एक्सेप्टिंग एवरीवन हैज टू एक्सेप्ट दैट नाउ द आईपीएल इज द मोस्ट इंपोर्टेंट थिंग इन द
कैलेंडर सैम थॉप तो बोलता भी है
इट इज ओनली गोइंग टू एक्सपैंड इज ओनली गोइंग टू एक्सपैंड एंड नाउ द फैक्ट दैट यू आर गोइंग टू हैव अ आईसीसी टूर्नामेंट एवरी ईयर बी इट टी20 वर्ल्ड कप ओडीआई वर्ल्ड कप और चैंपियंस ट्रॉफी Right, because all the outside the big three, everybody's desperate for cash. Nobody, all the below B, you know, top three player teams. So they all need these international tournaments, ICC tournaments to get money. So we're gonna have like 2 months plus of IPL every year, and you're gonna have at least maybe like 40 days or something of ICC tournament. So you got like 3 months already gone from the calendar. So I think you're going to see, maybe you're going to see more two teams playing, like India is playing now,
but you know,
see a lot more of that.
Yeah. But what the discussion in Australia is happening is ki tum sala log ki West, you don't want to play for the national team because you are saying ki yaar bahut sara isolation and this and that mental fatigue, but you are ready to undergo, you know, you want to play IPL. And for uske baad you are going to World Cup, then you are getting into that. So where are your priorities? There is a huge discussion which is happening over there.
I think this is purely...
Is that a right call? Because in Australia, it is sacrosanct ki tum sala, you're taking a private T20 league over your national duties.
I think
that's a big call. Yeah.
Kare, everybody has to just swallow it and accept it. That's it. It is only going to intensify. It is only going to intensify going forward. With one more team, you'll have more guys playing in foreign players there.
Right.
It's only going to intensify, and there's a tacit approval of this because everybody is pretty much giving a window for them to play IPL now, right? Mm-hmm. Even the English are allowing them to play, whether or not they are playing at home. They're saying, "Oh, take it and go and play." So it's a tacit admission here that
Ganthorp said, IPL has increased. Enhance the experience and match practice of a lot of our guys. For example, he gave the example of Sam Curran. And he's like, hey, see how you know, he's talented, but how match ready he's become, and he's stepping up, and that's because of IPL. He said that on record.
Having said that, Smith doesn't care about anything. He said, ki, yaar, I don't really care about T20 cricket
he
also, T20
this,
World
right?
Cup
he
also.
He has to say this.
Usko bas ashes khelna.
But here's the thing though, Sai. I want to ask you this. So they are obviously they want to stay relevant. They want to stay relevant English cricket. Do you think this is a case of over-innovating instead of, for example, see, T20 format is a proven format, people like it. Everybody is gonna watch it. So instead of, for example, investing into creating a better T20 and market that better in England. You think it was just like, yo, we are the pioneers of cricket. We want to create one more format. I mean, I think this is over.
I think it worked last time, Sumer. So they thought they again see a lot of what they're doing.
Like overdoing it
is that is based on marketing. Like they're saying, let's rename it now. Like let's change things which are common in cricket, but probably people don't understand, like batsman, batswoman, and all of this wicket. They're changing the nomenclature, use of nomenclature. Now it'll always be batters, and they won't call it. Is it wicket or pitch or something? They're not going to use that term to mean like out or something like that anymore. So there are some marketing elements to this. Having said that, like, I don't understand, man. This is like silliness, right? Rather than just say, let's reduce format size. Let's not even go to 10. Let's not go to stay at 20. Let's go to 100 balls and let's make it uneven ball overs. It seems a little bit ridiculous, right? Like these are very cosmetic changes, which are silly in my opinion. But hey, I could be wrong. So... if this is the biggest hit and everybody's playing 100 cricket from now on, then Harry will eat his Lord's hat, which he bought.
Yeah, and then probably IPL would become like IPL 100. IPL would not be IPL 20, then it would become 100.
Yeah.
Exactly. Right? Exactly. Yeah.
Then maybe maybe 4 years down the line, we'll have a 100 World Cup.
We'll have a 100 World Cup.
Huh.
Yeah, the way these bichare below the top three are growing, they'll do anything for money right now. So right, it's very possible we'll have that. Very possible. You never know.
Hare, are you going to now enjoy your tea at the long room?
Yes, I'm going to have some tea, biscuits, and after that, and sandwiches.
Of course.
Yes, and walk through the corridors and look at those portraits of, you know, kya hai wo apna WG Grace.
Mm-hmm. In the long room.
In the long room. Look at the scoreboard, which doesn't have Sachin and Ponting on it.
Or Ponting. Hare, are you ever... I think all of them are not on it. I don't know, actually. But Khare, are you ever thought of yourself that you could pull off the WG Grace beard?
Nahi yaar. I don't think. I think it will take some, I think 6 months. 6 months of that, no shaving.
Yeah, it could take more. Yeah.
I don't think so, yeah. I don't think. Even though I would, I could pull off his attitude by saying players come to watch me bat rather than you umpire. I can say that. I can pull off that attitude. But I can't pull off the beard.
Here's the thing though. You have to be like 7 foot tall to be able to make that comment.
7 foot tall?
He was pretty tall.
But was he seven? He was pretty tall, I suppose.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I was just saying generally, you have to be very like your presence has to sort of be felt in that.
Are you saying aspect. That?
How tall is...
Intimidate, huh?
How tall was Mohammad Irfan?
He was almost
7 foot 7 or something like that?
No. He was like 6 foot 10 or 11. Yeah.
Yeah. He was 7 foot. Yeah.
Foot 7.
He was 7 foot. Yeah, he was 7 foot. So, but even WG Grace, he was pretty tall. He was pretty tall for a batsman.
Really?
Yeah. He's pretty. If you've seen the portrait, he's just like giant.
As a persona, he kar diya hoga usne.
Abhe nahi bhai. You look at his like on the.
Nahi yaar, after 100 years, you know, even you people will say Sumer to 7 feet tall tha jab IBS mein.
Abhe nahi bhai, wo tha bahut tall WG Grace.
Batao, check karke batao.
Height.
So what's next, Khare? What are we? When are we going to be back next?
I think we should be back doing a England series preview.
Yeah. Preview of England series. Hopefully, we had some interesting guests. Hopefully, and hopefully, yeah. Shivam Bhatia will be our you know, like our irreplaceable co-host will be back soon. Cool. Like and subscribe.
Yeah, I mean, if people like what we have just spoken, or maybe have liked our previous episodes, please like, share and subscribe, and let us know what you would want to us to talk about, or something which you've seen we are doing well or we are not doing well. Just let us know. You all have our social media handles. You have our email ID. You can get in touch with us.
Any anger or threats can be directed at Smith.